Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Louis, which many of you know. St. Louis is the city where I went to seminary, and so I felt obliged to celebrate the patron of the city. But he was a rather remarkable saint. St. Louis himself was the King of France in his own time. But there are two stories about him that stick out to me as particularly remarkable and particularly informative. And in many ways, they point to the very fact that St. Louis lived today's gospel, which says that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. When St. Louis was just a boy, well, it can very safely be said that his piety was much ado to the piety of his mother. And when he was a boy, his mother took him and said, "Louis, you know that I love you as much as a mother possibly can, but I would rather that you die in my arms than that you should ever commit a mortal sin." This is something that St. Louis took to heart. Choosing to live a life of great holiness and great piety, even when he was king. But later on, when he was king, he clearly understood what was most important in his life. As he once said, "The church in which I was baptized is more important than the cathedral in which I was crowned king." Because he knew the great dignity of his baptism was greater than the dignity of his authority as king. May St. Louis serve as an example for us to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, our whole mind, and our whole soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves.